in health news. This health report brought to you by Dr. Bernstein Diet and Health Clinics. A new mental health report has been released, and it finds 77% of Canadians say that they are psychologically flourishing. They're happy, but that means 33% are not. And many of them are between the ages of 15 and 24.
The report is based on the results of the 2012 Canadian Community Health Survey. While it finds a majority of Canadians are feeling good about life and functioning well, it also reveals almost 22% have moderate mental health and less than 2% are poor functioning. The report finds age is a strong factor in psychological well-being, with 80% of those over the age of 65 having complete mental health, compared with 65% in the 15 to 24-year-old age group. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Well, gout is often described as a complex form of arthritis, with more on the condition and who's most likely to get it. Here's Tracy McRae of the Mayo Health Clinic.
Gout is an extremely painful, sometimes disabling ailment. What happens is uric acid crystals build up in the joints. That buildup causes an immune response, which in turn causes painful inflammation. Subsequent attacks can be more intense and affect more joints.
The thing about this study is that as we usually associate gout with affliction of the big toe, it turns out that the major predictor of whether you're going to have a future gout attack or many gout attacks is if you have a gout attack in another joint other than the big toe first, for example, a knee or an elbow.
Dr. Eric Madison was part of the research team on this study. He says the findings should be taken into account when deciding which patients should be on medications to limit uric acid and when those medications should be prescribed.
And for more information, of course, always talk to your doctor.